So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I'm really excited today because my guest is a social media expert, and all of you who know me know how much fun I have on social media. So how much fun can we have today? Welcome, Carmen Reed Gilkison.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for having me on, and I hope we have a super fun time.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like one of the questions I have right off the bat, even though I usually start with like, what inspires you? But I actually got a different question, which is, when you're given all the things that you can do, like you can be on Twitter, you can be on Facebook, you can be on Pinterest, and then you know, a guy says, Erica, you're not on Instagram. I'm like, well, I don't use my phone that much, and I don't like my phone. And he's like, you have to be on Instagram. And then I'm like, huh. And he really made a compelling argument for me to be on Instagram. But then I have YouTube, and I have my YouTube presence, and LinkedIn, and I have thousands of people there. So how do you just have like a clarity moment? How do you not get so overwhelmed with everything?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that anyone could probably make a compelling argument for people to be on any platform. So you kind of got to take it with a grain of salt, because really you want it to be whatever's working for you, and you can't do it all. So what I like to tell my clients is, you know, there are 1,000 things you could be doing, but pick one or two that you actually can do and that you can stick with, because we all know that consistency is key with social media posting and marketing and getting in front of our audience, right? So pick the one or two things, go for one quarter, 90 days, see if you can maintain that. And then out of those 998 that are left that you haven't tried, can you organize those into or prioritize them? And figure out what's the next one you want to try. What makes sense for your business? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a different platform. It could just be a different technique or a tactic. You know, do you want to add video into your posting or whatever it is? And then, so add one thing every quarter. And that way it's not overwhelming, and you have enough time to see the results of it and to see whether or not it fits in with what you do already.
Yeah, and I really hear that, because I just got pitched to do a TV show. And the interesting thing was, I already have a daily podcast. And to be honest, I'm not kidding, I'm adding a daily blog. I can't believe it. Mark Mawinney, who introduced Carmen to me, actually talked me into it. But it was just asking to get done. And it's actually pretty fun. And I'm all right with it. I'm really excited about having a daily blog. But yeah, I think people can get overwhelmed. And when the TV opportunity came up, I just went, huh. Yeah, no way. For me. else.
Yeah.
What's your favorite for you, for your own growth? Which one do you like the best?
I think video is great. I think, you know, I have a podcast as well, that has been a ton of fun. And for me, that's my most fun, only because I get to meet so many interesting people. Like, I'm sure you can relate to that. The people that come on the show make the show, and that's been the most fun. But as far as getting word out about my business, I think really I love Facebook and Instagram, just posting, and I love blogging, and I love the video blogging. So I like to keep it to a couple platforms, not every single one. And I can easily get tripped up by wanting to do it all as well. So I have to school myself, and I have to know myself, just like you know yourself. Like, you know, you're able to say the TV show, no way, that's not going to work, you know? And so I have to go, okay, calm down, Carmen. You can't do all that stuff. There's, so, I mean, all of it seems so fun, you know, you want to do all of it, but.
Well, the thing that I found, it was so funny, because I used to have, when I'd put things out like videos or podcasts, interviews, or I'd have so many variables in them. Like, I'd put them out on different days of the week, or they'd be a lot of different lengths. And what I found when I went to like the 8 minute platform, and it was a daily, was people just got used to whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And the response just shifted immeasurably, because they knew they didn't know if they were going to get in, it was going to be 60 minutes. because that's a completely different space you need to be in to tune into a 60-minute show. Mm-hmm. And not that a 60-minute show can't be amazing. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I really learned from John Lee Dumas, actually, was do it within the confines of what's expected. You can be very creative.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. And I think that's, you make a good point, because I'm like a podcast junkie. And so I know the ones that I need to, how long of a drive do I have that I can listen to an hour show? or the 8-minute one. Yeah, they all fit into a certain slot.
Yeah, that's what someone told me. She was listening to John Lee Dumas's my interview with him on his podcast. And she goes, well, what I do on Sundays, she downloads everything. And then she has her drive time set for the week.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what she does. She like downloads, and she knows his will be like 20 minutes or something.
Right.
So she'll download, it's 20 minutes each way or something. And then she'll just like download enough for the whole week, and then she'll stop downloading. And then she has them all ready to go for her drive time, which I think that's what someone was telling me yesterday too. She's like, well, I was jogging with my dog. And I was like, that is so cool. Like, that is so fun. So what's one of the more challenging things that you run into with your social media clients? And give my audience who's taken the time to listen a couple of little tools. What else can we do to succeed in this wild marketplace?
Sure. The most common thing that comes through is that it's a mindset issue. So social media marketing is this big thing out floating out there in front of us, and it's overwhelming. You know, like we talked about earlier, there's so many things you can do. So what do you do? And people have a hard time figuring out what to do for their business. And so really the thing to do is to find what you like to do. It all has to tie back to what you like to do, or you won't keep doing it. So
it's so true.
It's true. Do you like video, or does it interest you? Do you like writing? Do you like graphics? And then what type of business do you have? So, you know, retail shops do really well on Instagram. There's a lot of visuals. They can take pictures of what they have in their store and all that kind of stuff. It's great. Not that other businesses can't, but you know, you try to match the platform.
It's a lot harder for a book. I tried for a little bit. I have to say, I probably didn't try long enough, but I would take photos of chapters like the, that's like a photo of a girl wearing a really to die for outfit, or like a paragraph from a book.
Yeah.
I wonder which one's going to be more viral.
Exactly. That's so funny.
It doesn't mean I can't do Instagram, but I get so much more juice from where I can write a little more.
And Facebook, right.
Facebook's so fun for me. I love my friends on Facebook, and it's really been a mutually contributive although I also find that all of the social media stuff can't pull from my original creation moments, which is what I thought was so interesting, is what you really like to do is create videos. Because that's not technically being on a social media platform. That's actually in creation. Mm-hmm. That's actually creation, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so once you figure out the platform that you want to be on, really the best way to be to get engagement is to be engaging. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to come up with the viral post of the day. But what it means is you need to go out to your friends or other businesses and like and share and comment, especially on Facebook. You know, the Facebook algorithm, by using your personal page on Facebook and posting quite often, you can get people to realize what you do, what your business is, funnel them over to your business page. And then any post that you like, comment, or share, those go up exponentially in the value to the algorithm. So if Facebook sees that you're being super active on other people's posts, those people will see more of your posts.
Really?
So really, yeah. So
I'd love to share, but I just did it because I love to share.
Yeah.
Now
see?
What I get is there's a total algorithm behind it. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know, it's like give first. And we always hear that, give value first. So go out and look for and make sure you're commenting and, you can't sit there and post stuff and go, well, nothing's happening. And I posted a question, no one answered, because your business page is going to be harder to get engagement on than your personal page. So use your personal page. You can have 5,000 friends on Facebook, grow your Facebook friend list, and know those aren't your closest friends that are going to come over for Christmas dinner, but you look at it as a pool to draw from for referrals and marketing. And so then as you engage, and if you post several times during the day on your personal posts or your personal page, you can weave in, you know, posts about your business and lead people that way and like, share, and, yeah, and your reach grows exponentially. So,
well, that's just awesome. I can't believe how fast it went. We went over, but I can live with that if you can. So how do we find you? Carmen Reed Gilkison, tell us a little bit about tell us your company name and your domain name and where we can find you on social media.
Sure. The company name is Locally Rocks, and I help brick and mortar business owners and entrepreneurs learn how to rock their social media. The domain is locally.rocks. And then on Facebook, I'm Facebook.com/locallyrocks. On Instagram, it's locallyrocks_social media. And basically you can find me, look up Carmen Reed Gilkison. You'll find me on my personal page.
Not a lot of people with that last name, I'm just guessing.
Exactly. That's right. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. It was great having you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.